Forrest, we're calling this meeting to order. And would everyone rise for the pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Larry, would you like to do the prayer today? I can't.
Probably can.
I just can't think of anything right now. My mind's a little crazy.
Okay, prayer by Larry.
Our Father in heaven, we're grateful to be able to be here today to meet in this special meeting and discuss the things that we need to discuss. And we ask thee to be with us that we might make good decisions that will help the district move along and do things that we need to do for the public good. And we ask these things humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Larry. You got me off the hook.
Roll call starting with Forrest.
Present.
Sharon Hillman, present.
Alan Kleinman, present.
Larry Bagshaw, present.
Dave Wilson, present.
We have a quorum. Okay. We don't have anyone from the public here, do we? All right. We'll go to new business. First business board action item is districts advisory group and committees. First, I want to say, shouldn't we just stick with one name on that? Advisory group or committees or not both?
Advisory groups advise the board and don't have to do public meetings
exactly,
and that kind of stuff.
That's what
committees do.
But we're not forming any committees, are we?
No, we're just adding people to committees.
Well, are they committees?
Yeah.
So they have to be publicized, is that right, Larry?
Yes. Support Services Committee and Water Enhancement Committee are publicized and minutes are taken, and then that committee recommends actions to the board.
Okay, let me read the background here. The district has decided to have a personnel advisory group to deal with all employee grievances as well as other employee matters where needed. This group is made up of three board members, including the chairman, vice chairman, and a board member. The details of this group is included in the employee handbook, along with procedures for employees to follow. In addition, the Support Services Committee and Water Enhancement Committee need additional members. Okay, now, the Personnel Advisory Group is composed of myself, Tammy Albright, who, did you say she's on the beach?
She was yesterday.
Gee.
Yeah.
Brother Wilson.
Yes, sir.
And we met already, and we had recommendations to make to the full board. And that's scheduled to be handled on next Thursday.
Yep.
Isn't that what we agreed on?
Yep.
Tammy is the chairman of that committee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Yep. Just so everyone knows how that's set up. So,
yeah.
I'd like to have and entertain a motion to approve that group be appointed with the members so mentioned.
I so move.
I second.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion about that? If not, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Nay. The motion carries. Okay, now I would entertain a motion to appoint David Wilson to the Support Services Committee. The Support Services Committee
handles all the professional services.
Oh,
for
yes,
the district.
Contract.
Yes.
That sort of thing.
Yes.
David, would you accept that?
Yeah.
If we so appoint?
I make a motion to appoint David Wilson to the Support Services Committee.
Do I hear a second?
Okay.
A motion and a second to appoint David Wilson to the Support Services Committee. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. And I think in accordance with our bylaws and rules, then we will recruit, as it were, other members to serve with you, and they can select who the chairman of that committee is to be.
Right.
Is that okay?
Now, those people were supposed to get out of the public realm. Is that the case?
Yes.
Or they can be off the board.
No, then.
Pam Mason and Sam Schwalm are on the Support Services Committee. I heard
they
Pam,
on. They are now?
Yes. Pam wants to stay on it. I have not heard back from Sam.
Pam Wilson?
Mason.
Mason, I'm sorry. Yes, I remember her.
And Sam Schwalm is on that committee. But I haven't heard back from him that he intends to stay on it, so I'll give him a call. And the committee needs to have 5 members, so we're looking for another public member to be on it.
Any suggestions for another public member?
I've asked a couple people right now. So far, everybody said, let me think about it. So
okay.
When they say, let me think about it, one of them, I'm sure, is no. Because he says it repeatedly. And another person I'd like to contact, unfortunately, her father just passed, so I won't hear from her for about a week or so.
So you'll...
Yeah. I'll talk to her.
But you'll follow up on
that. I will follow up on that.
Thank you.
And if anybody else knows of anybody that might want to be on the committee.
There's no limit to the number on there, is there?
There isn't a limit. Committees, according to what I've read, committees work best in 5 to 9 members. So I think 5 is plenty.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
Okay, the advisory group of personnel is now at 3 members, and I think our intention is to stay at 3 members.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It'll be easier.
Only board, because it's not public.
Because that's what we discussed. Okay. The Water Enhancement Committee. Forrest was on that committee, and he was the lead on the committee. Forrest?
Yes.
I understand, I hear that you think you're not able to continue on that committee. Is that correct?
Well, I don't know whether I want to continue on that committee or not. My schedule as I see it now, is I'll be trying to be at the meeting on Thursday of next week, personally there.
Oh, great.
If that goes well, then from there I'll talk about what's the future.
All right.
Okay.
If I fall down between now and then, I just won't be able to do it, that's all.
Well, you got to quit falling down. That's all. You scared me to death.
Somebody's shoving me, that's what's wrong.
You scared me to death the other day when you fell right in front of me in this table.
Well, that was stupidity.
Gee. Okay.
Which was more important than my life.
I would entertain a motion that we appoint Larry Bagshaw to the Water Enhancement Committee.
Since he lives in Ponderosa, that's probably pretty good.
I thought so.
I make a motion that we appoint Larry Bagshaw to the Water Enhancement Committee.
I second that motion.
You have a motion and a second. Any discussion about that? You willing to do that, Larry?
Yes, I'll do that.
Okay.
And Forrest, do you have a list of who was on that committee? I know Alan was on it with you.
Yes, Alan was on it. I got a file there somewhere. I'll have to take it down.
Okay, thank you.
That's a good plan.
Wendy Quinton was on it.
Who?
Wendy Quinton.
Well, she was on the Support Services Committee.
Was she okay?
Yeah.
She was on one of those.
Yeah, she was on Support Services.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor of Larry Bagshaw be appointed to the Water Enhancement Committee, say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion carries. Let's see. Larry, can you make a contact with Forrest when he finds his file as to who was on that committee before?
Can do.
And then decide what you want to do about who you want to serve with you.
All right.
That'd be great. Appreciate that. Okay. That's item 6-1. Item 6-2, that's Sharon Hillman.
Paul, I think I'm just going to go ahead and let you present this.
Okay. Mr. Chairman and Board, we've had several discussions about the requirements under the USDA loan. In fact, spent some time this morning with the general manager, the chairman and treasurer, Karen and myself, going over the project list that's attached to your agenda item for the first bunch of projects. As you may recall, in the letter of conditions from USDA, they want us to go ahead and get under contract with engineers who can begin the designing, planning and designing process for the projects. We looked at all the projects that are in the preliminary engineering report, and those are listed in this attachment.
That's on the second page of that.
It might be a loose one as well, depending
excellent.
On how it got stapled.
Mm-hmm. You have one there.
Should have something with a red. Should be looking for something that looks like this.
I think it's
might be
not that one
right here. Oh,
no,
you're looking, should be Sharon 6.2.
It's attached to
it
Sharon's
is.
Action. That's it.
That'll work.
Not exactly it, but it's got the information on it. There's an extra one.
Okay.
So, in this first tranche of money, after we pay lawyers and bonding agents and interim financing and all the other kinds of things, we believe that we have a little over $5 million that we can apply and encumber to our projects. When we went through the project list and in this project list of up to 20 different activities, we came up with projects that are listed as P6 through P11 on the first page of your report there, and the P19, which is the water model, that totaled up to about $5 million. And so what we are thinking of doing is you have three engineering firms that are on call with you, all of which are very capable to do the design work for these pipeline replacement projects. And we need to have board policy on how you wish to deploy engineering services as it applies to these projects. So today we're thinking about each of these projects, and project P6 and P7. P6 was already surveyed by EPS engineers, who've been your district engineer for quite some time. And P7 had been fully designed and had actually gotten an ADQ permit for construction. If you're getting right to the right place. So that'd be the second page on this, Larry.
Right there.
Okay. Because of the time delay, we have to resubmit for a fresh approval to construct from ADQ because they're only good for a year. And then we have the other projects looking at Woodlands A, B, and C. That'd be P8 and P9. And then we have P10, which is Pine Mountain, and P11, which is White Oak. What we're thinking, and what the discussion occurred this morning, is a couple of things. There are ways to do these projects. The standard way to do a project under USDA is to hire a designer. They design it. We get that design approved by ADQ and USDA. We have put an engineer under an EJCDC contract form, which is, how many pages was that?
80.
An 80-page contract. Must be from the government.
It is.
And right now we have the three engineers under contract, but they will need to submit a new contract, and we need to get that new contract approved by USDA. Once we have that determined, then we would assign projects to each of those engineers. Our recommendation is that at your next board meeting, or perhaps today, since we have a quorum, that we really look at P6 and 7 as having EPS go ahead and do that. And then if the board is interested in using each of the engineers for these initial projects, which I think is a good idea, you could give the Woodland projects to one of the engineers, and the P10 and 11 to the other engineer. That way each of the engineering firms would have some projects. We're not ready to recommend whether Sunrise would get the Woodlands or whether Painted Sky would get the Woodlands and vice versa. We'd like to have policy direction from the board as to whether you want to spread the work out among the three or select more work for one engineer or the other. I don't see any advantage professionally to give one firm all the work. I think it's to your advantage to, with this first tranche of money, to utilize each of the three.
Paul?
Yes?
Question. Just so everyone understands, the three engineering groups, one is EPS, one is Painted Sky, and the other one is
Sunrise.
Mm-hmm. And and so those would be the ones that we would be considering.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. And what we'd like to do, if you want to so-called spread the work around, we think it makes sense to Whispering and Cool Pines to have those continue to be done by EPS because they already have done most of the work on that. And then Woodlands, it makes sense to give that to one engineering firm, even though those are very large projects. because they're both working together in the same area of your community. And then the last two projects have the third firm perform that. If the board is okay with that, then our next step would be to move forward with an interview with Sunrise and Painted Sky to decide which of those firms gets the Woodlands and which gets the other two, based upon their availability and their interest in the kind of staff they would offer. We are allowed to understand their level of effort. We won't be actually bidding this work. We won't say, what are you going to charge for this? What are you going to charge? And then we just do a, under the procure rules, you're not supposed to do hard bidding for engineering services. But we'll have a good idea based upon their fee schedules and their levels of effort that they think. In the past, we've had really good luck with what we would call utilizing the resources of the district, that the information that they have. You have these really current and really good aerials, and what we haven't done a good job of is we could do a better job of going out and doing more potholing and verifying where services are, where valves are, where lines are, things like that. Turning that information over to the design team, utilizing the aerial to go ahead and design the alignment and things like that. We think that that will reduce the engineering cost substantially. With that as well, we think it's in the district's best interest to go to USDA and ask them if we can use alternative delivery method of something they call CM at risk, construction manager at risk. Under that, instead of doing a design, getting that approved, going out to a hard bid, and being stuck with the low bid contractor, and subject to them seeing this and then giving us a hard bid, and then if we missed anything, we're subject to a change order or a series of change orders. We think that having the ability, if USDA will approve, for us to either do a design, bid, build like that, or to do a CM at risk approach, under which we would select one of these engineers to do a project or several projects. We would then go through a qualification process to select contractor for the project. And then the contractor would have two phases of their project, again approved by USDA, under which they would work hand in hand with the designer. As the designer was designing the project, the contractor would be getting bids from subs and suppliers and things like that to be sure we get the best pricing, and also making contractors' recommendations to the engineer that might save money or make the project more efficient and effective. A lot of times engineers will draw a line on an aerial piece of paper and say, go there, and the contractor gets out there and say, you know, if I was a foot over there, I could save this or that or make it more. So the CM at risk has been done very effectively. Sharon, when she was with their contracting company, did a lot of that kind of work, and I've done a lot of that kind of work, and it's an effective. You don't always have to go that direction, but if the board authorizes, either today or next Thursday, we could go to USDA and request permission for that option. And then as you move through these other projects, you can decide which way would be the best way to go on things.
Mr. Hendricks.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt you again. Our district manager right now, general manager, do you see any inclination with regard to these other two firms as to which would fit best for the groups we talked about, just for our information?
Painted Sky, we've used on tank work. Mm-hmm. We worked for a contractor, but on our stuff. Sunrise, The only thing they've done for us so far is an environmental assessment, so...
And Canyon Tanks?
Sunrise?
No.
Painted Sky.
Painted Sky.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sunrise. They did the environmental assessment.
Sunrise did the environmental assessment?
They didn't do anything else yet. I'd prefer to see them on P-10, P-11, Painted Sky on 8 and 9, just because of it. Give them a chance at showing what they can do on the smaller one.
That would be your first gut feeling.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Painted Sky also did the record drawings, I believe, for the last, some work that other contractors have done for us. Both firms are good firms and have very good capability for pipelines, so.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, may I ask one question?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Okay, we're talking about using three different engineering groups. What is there to prevent us from using three different engineering groups who do a wonderful job, each one of them? But when they finish, the water won't flow from one area to the other.
May I answer?
Please do.
If you look on the information provided, Project 19 is some water modeling. And after we get some training next week on the existing water model, GIS, and the aerials that you've already owned, I'll be in a position to make a recommendation to you regarding how we do modeling for the system. What we're going to include in the scope of services from each design engineer is that they make sure that they look beyond the limits of where their pipe stops and make sure that they believe that with the model that we have, that they believe that they will have adequate flow and pressure when they do make the connections. Because if you recall, when we had to rush around and do the preliminary engineering report that came up with these projects, for example, we came up with Woodland Heights Phase A. It's 3,739 linear feet. Well, maybe it really needs to be 2,500 feet in order to hook up just at the best place, or it might need to be 4,700 feet. And so you make a great point, but we'll be sure that there is project modeling associated with each of the designs for the pipelines.
And update.
We won't end up with three different engineering companies pointing at each other saying, well, it was his fault, not mine.
That's unlike, we should not have that problem for us.
Okay, I just wanted to ask the question, that's all.
Yeah, now, if the board decides that they don't want to deal with all three engineering firms for these projects, that's fine. I believe each of the firms could garner up the capacity, but this is a lot of work, and we really are on a one-year timeline under the current USDA schedule in order to get these projects designed and get them out.
Well, I understand that side of it, that we can remove faster if we use three different groups. Mm-hmm. But I just don't want to get down the road and somebody say, I thought he was doing that. No, I thought he was doing that. I mean, there's got to be shared responsibility as well.
That's a good point, and we'll make sure that we've got that included in their responsibility.
Good, thank you.
It's most likely in that 80-page contract.
There's something in there.
Oh, there's a lot in it, yeah.
So, Mr. Chairman, that's kind of a summary. So, just to recap a little bit, from a policy standpoint, we'd just like to have direction from the board as to do we divide this work up during this first tranche between the three firms, kind of as we've proposed, and then move forward with interviewing and negotiating with them as to which firm does 8 and 9 and which one does 10 and 11.
All right, thank you. This is a miss.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
I make a motion that we go ahead and, if we can, and they vote on using the three different engineering groups.
Okay, Hank, hold that motion just a minute.
Okay.
This is Ms. Hillman's action item. On the printed material, it says the recommendation to make a motion to approve the project. I would suggest that we truncate this into approving the projects in red, and then another motion that we go through and just sit, vote on whether we want to go with all three firms and allocate it. Like, you see, that's two different things to me.
Well, yeah, it is two different things, but not really. It's all related to the projects.
It is all related to the project.
So we can make a motion to approve the projects as indicated in the first phase of USDA funding and use the three on-call engineering firms that the district's already in contract with.
Do I hear such?
I second that motion.
Wait, you did the first one.
Well, the first one is necessary according to Sharon.
Okay. We have a motion, and I understand from Forrest that that's including the embellishment you gave.
Right.
I second that.
We have a second. Any other discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Oppose? Nay? Motion carries.
One other item, Mr. Chairman, on this?
Yes, sir.
Just for clarification, we'll be coming back to the board regarding Project 19, which is the water modeling, for more direction and concurrence, and we'll move forward with the direction you've provided with projects P6 through P11.
All right, everyone understands that?
Yes.
P6 through P11.
Yeah.
We'll move forward in that manner. Okay. Let's see, there's no one from the public that wants to speak, unless it's, you're not public. Karen. We can make you public. Potential agenda items for the scheduled board meeting on November 19, which is a week from Thursday. Is there other things we need to identify here now for that meeting?
Well, we need to see if we're going to approve going to WIFA to ask for CMR.
USDA.
Or USDA.
USDA.
CMR.
To approval for CMR.
Yeah. Use CMR.
I'm just a question on that. I think that is something we don't have to wait until the next board meeting with. I think that's something we should just make a decision on now. The thing is, if you got it in your hip pocket, you have it in your hip pocket. I'm a big believer in, if you can get her done, get her done. I would prefer us making a motion on that now.
Well, under the new business number two, I have discussed and take possible action regarding selecting the first USDA funded projects and consider assigning approved projects to the on-call engineering firms or have the project team do the assignments. We didn't really talk about that portion of it. Do we want to?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes,
Mr. Henry. I might suggest that all we would be doing at this point is sending an email, making a request to USDA. We're not committing the board to that or the district. If they come back to us before Thursday and say, rock and roll, we won't, well, we'll be able to get this on the agenda and put a board stamp on it. If they say no, we can have further discussion, so.
Do you have an indication of what, how much effort it requires to do that?
It's an email or a phone call.
That's all?
Yeah, we'll work with your board treasurer, who's had most of the communication with them, to make that request of them. And they probably had these kinds of requests in the past, and they'll say, oh yeah, that's pretty normal for us, or they're gonna need some more information to assure themselves. I'm sure the main thing that they wanna make sure of is that we're following official public procurement processes and spending this money consistent with the laws and regulations. In Arizona, it's approved to do alternative delivery, which CMR is one of those, but under the letter of conditions, they were real specific in if we wanted to do anything other than design, bid, build, we needed to make a request.
We had to tell them.
And so that's what we're
asking.
That's all we're gonna do is ask them. Mm-hmm. And so I think we can do that without a motion. We just kind of need to make sure we're not contrary to what you think you want us to be doing.
Yeah.
So if we kind of have a head nod from you all as to whether or not we can make that request, I think that's enough.
I would feel better if we just make a motion.
Okay.
Well, I mean, a head nod's fine with me too, but it's just one of those things. Dealing with the government, if there's an opportunity to go out and do something that they're familiar with, it doesn't hurt to ask.
Are you making such a motion?
I will make a motion, yes.
Anyone want to second that?
I second that.
It's been moved and seconded that we make a request to the USDA for approval of the CMR approach. Is that adequate?
Yes, sir.
Any other discussion about that? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Oh, okay, so that's formally show in our minutes that it was done.
Okay.
You okay with that, Sharon?
Yeah.
Being as you were going to be doing the work, I guess.
I just added it to my to-do list. I've added over here.
It gets longer and longer.
It gets longer and longer, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
But it might shorten it in the long run.
I have
knock on wood.
A note here to share with you. It's not on the agenda, but it's just for your information. Got this from my daughter. Here's what she says. I need to get back in shape, but I'm kind of waiting to see if the world is going to end before I put any real effort. I really enjoyed that. That's kind of the way I feel.
Tell her I second that.
That's good. Okay. We have a motion to adjourn.
Were we going to list things for the board meeting?
Oh, I apologize. Are there other things we ought to list?
I sent everyone the email, that letter from a gentleman who has his home registered in an LLC, and we do all LLCs as businesses, and he was told that it was going to be a higher charge, and he's not happy with that. Our rules and regulations are a little bit vague, mm-hmm. as I explained. We have one and two family as residential, and everything else is commercial. So it is a business, even though he's not operating it as a business. Why it is a LLC, I don't know, that's his choice. But I think we need to discuss it and maybe make some modifications in our rules and regulations.
I think we do.
To clarify it.
And I also think, I was discussing with Becky, I'm not sure how we would do it, but I think we've got a whole bunch of...
I know, Airbnbs, yeah.
Commercial businesses around here that we should be looking at charging business rates rather than
Yeah, I just don't know how we're going to identify them.
I don't know how we can do that, but I think we need to consider that.
The county requires you to declare to them that you're operating as a rental, and I think you sync up with them and you're in no trouble with anybody.
That was gonna be my question after Mr. Wirth sent that letter.
Yeah.
I honestly believe that it's not a business because it's a lot. So I agree with that, and Sharon, we need to fix that.
But the fact of the matter is, you've got potential for businesses there that we need to consider at least.
So you're thinking maybe some of the reverse is occurring, that they're zoned residential, we give them residential rates, but they're doing a business there.
Rental, bed, breakfast, whatever kind of thing, then
we ought to take a look at that.
They're making money on the thing, we should be charging them more than just a residential.
Yeah.
Well, as Ms. Hillman says, our stuff is kind of wishy-washy on that. So I think this would be an opportunity to firm that up.
Well, I think we need to do that so that our staff doesn't have to do that.
Right.
It needs to be clear for them, and they can just cite the rule and regulation to the homeowner, whatever the case is, and not have to say, no, you have to do this, we're going to charge you more type thing.
Yeah.
We don't want them having to determine
We do need to consider that.
Yeah.
Because from the name of the thing, there is a potential for an actual business. So.
And I understand this letter, why it would be in an LLC instead of an individual trust. I have no
that
idea.
I don't
well,
understand.
Sometimes LLCs are part of a trust. They set it all up together. And that will happen sometimes. Why they do it, I don't know. But, you know, anytime anything's a limited liability, there's a rhyme or reason for it. So, and some of it has to do with how they're set up.
Yeah.
How they're doing their trusts and all that stuff. So, yeah, all that needs to be looked at. I mean,
we need to consider.
But the Airbnb, I was going to bring up the Airbnb over this because of that. Because we really need to look at, there's 100 plus.
Oh, there's
150,
more than that.
180, I can't remember the number anymore. And Pine and Strawberry.
It's over 300.
It's over 300, no? Yeah. That's nuts.
Yeah.
And,
I don't know how to identify them, but I think
we
should consider it.
I do too, Larry. I think you're 100% correct.
Okay. Paul, I'm sorry.
Mr. Chairman, we recently did some work in Lake Havasu City. They've got a big problem with this. Their building, planning, zoning, economic development department last year was working on ordinance and regulations and things like that. You may want to reach out to the city of Lake Havasu City and see what they've done, because they've had severe problems with, you know, 20, 30, 40 people in a house. You can't park at your house. They're creating all kinds of extra garbage, all kinds of extra water and sewer use that they really aren't capturing. And so that's just another source to reach out to Lake Havasu City.
Well, and I wonder if Payson has anything on that.
Well, I think there will be, could probably reach out to the city League of Cities and see what they have, because they're pretty into those kinds of policy community issues, because several people we work with are now facing this challenge, especially in communities like yours.
Okay, who wants to prepare the board action item for next board meeting? Do you want to do that?
Yeah.
You need something to do, don't you?
Yeah. You can tell.
Okay. Are there other items that we should be discussing next, agenda items for next Thursday?
We had some listed, I think.
Yeah.
On the minutes from last month.
The usual ones.
Yeah. USDA, WIFA, all of that stuff just gets
recommendations from the personnel group.
Yes. Yeah, recommendations from personnel group.
Can you come search back and come up with anything that we talked about that was carryover, that we ought to carry over to?
I would like to bring up one item.
Okay.
I suggested to Jody that we put the ad in the Roundup for Friday the 20th and the 27th for both the new board member and the
general manager.
General manager. The reason being that we, if we're going to swear in a new board member along with the two renewing board members in January, we need to have it considered before January so we can...
I'll let Willie respond to that. I left a message on your phone about that.
And I told him.
That committee recommended we wait until 1st of January on both of those.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why I suggested we really do need to consider it. If we're going to swear them in January, we need to do it before the 1st of January.
So. Swearing is not a big deal as far as, I mean... Someone will come up and do it.
We have to have time to appoint them. They have to have time to apply. So that's why we do that sooner.
And we're talking getting a judge to do the swearing in, so we have to...
We got four of us, actually, that need to be sworn in. If four is just going to... Well, actually three, because Bob's not on the board anymore. But we're supposed to replace board members as soon as feasible. And the reason I picked January is because they would start out January and have the four years. If we did anything now, then we'd have to do reappointments in January. Mm-hmm. But if we get, what we did before is we published it in November and they came to the board meeting in December and then they were appointed in January.
Mm-hmm. Right.
For the new year.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's paperwork they have to fill out.
Yeah, we have applications.
There's applications. I think what we, and Al and I might be wrong on this because Tammy wrote it down and I didn't bring it with me. But what we thought about that idea is, yeah, it wouldn't hurt for people to fill out the paperwork ahead of time.
Right.
But not really get them involved in anything until the 1st.
Right. Well, that's the plan.
That's how I understood it, Alan.
Yeah.
Because there's paperwork. If you want to be a board member, you have to fill out.
Yeah.
And if not, we're going to have to force somebody in like Tammy did me. she lassoed me and got me.
Okay, I think you're right. I agree with what you said. I don't see any problem. I don't see a big deal with regarding to swearing in and all that stuff, but there's a time frame here, a month and a half before January.
Mm-hmm. That's not a lot of time.
And these are times that a lot of people don't think about things we're wanting them to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I think that's why we made that decision.
I think we said we would put something out on the next billing cycle. We were going to do it then, whenever that is. I thought that's what we decided to do.
Well, we did.
General manager, I don't remember us doing that.
But he was going to advertise in the
roundup,
and it seemed premature to me.
Well, roundup, I was thinking we were just going to put it on the billing. For board member,
we do a blast email out to all of the customers. So email blast when we're doing something like that
for the board members.
But we still have to publish it in the newspaper.
We have to publish it in the newspaper.
Yeah.
That's a requirement.
But it's just a little blurb about it, and says go to the website, and the website gives them the information. Same when we do an employee. We only put a small little thing in there and direct them to the website.
Blurb just says basically we have two positions to be filled and further information on the website. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it does have to be published in a paper.
Okay. That part I didn't know for board members.
Yeah. Everything that we advertise for has to be published in the paper.
Yeah, I don't want anybody from Payson.
Okay, wait a minute. I hear what you're saying. That's not how he got on the board.
Yes, yeah, he did. He applied.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, he applied. It wasn't advertised.
No, I came to a board meeting and you guys were short one.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
And I volunteered.
Legally,
and that's the way I got on the board, too.
We advertised.
There was no advertisement.
Yes, we did.
Well, I never saw
yeah,
one.
Yeah, we put it out.
Yeah.
Oh, you applied once and didn't get on the board, so when Russ resigned, we contacted you.
Yeah, it was not advertised.
Yeah.
That's the point.
It was originally. No. It's always advertised originally.
You were...
Well, I don't want to get in trouble here, guys.
Yeah, let's follow the rules.
I'm saying. We have to advertise in the paper.
Yeah.
And as far as I'm concerned, the sooner the better.
Yeah.
As far as professional organizations and stuff, I'm fine with waiting till January or whatever, but I think the sooner we get it into the roundup, the better.
Okay, I appreciate that, and any other professional organization is important. But now I have a trouble in my mind. And let's just beat this out. There are four people on this board who are up for re-election. Did we announce to the public that there's four people, there are going to be four vacancies?
Oh, yes, we sure did. We
Where
did a mailing.
And when?
We had to do a mailing.
Yeah. Well, mailing, that's okay. I'm talking about advertising in the newspaper.
Well, we would have been on the ballot, except that we had the number of people we needed to
Yeah, and they canceled the election.
And the county appoints those people.
Yeah.
We did. We sent out over 3,000 documents. Notice of election.
The renewals don't have to be advertised in the paper because we're already
on the election
members.
Yeah.
But
okay. See, I've never seen anything in my bills about anything.
We've never done it in the bills. We haven't done it in the bills. We've published it here. We've published it at the post office. We publish it at the Ponderosa Market, and we publish it in the paper.
I don't go to the post office. I don't go to Ponderosa Market, and I don't read the newspaper.
We post it locally.
Dang, I'm in trouble.
And we have to publish it.
I don't know how to do it.
You're out of the loop, man.
I am.
Yeah, we have to post locally.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your point's well taken. All right. So. What do we decide you were going to do? Next board meeting. Anything on this?
No, we're just going to publish.
Okay. All right. Other items. You're going to search and look at our last time, see if there's something. As I remember, I had something that we said.
Ponderosa update. There's life update. There's.
I'm sorry. We said we'll postpone that till the next. It's been postponed. Right. I don't remember what it was.
Yeah.
I'd have to go back and look.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there won't.
Go back and look at the
There's not going to be a Ponderosa update because unless ADEQ sends us something at the last minute and they're stalled and trying to use a state JOC contractor and all that kind of stuff. So we're not thinking we're going to, last time we talked on that, we were even going to be involved until next April, maybe.
Well, they want to do a job walk.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Who wants to do a job walk?
ADEQ and their engineering outfit. They want to meet here and go over with Albert and look at the site and ponder them. Honor the intricacies of the universe, I guess. But.
Did they say when they were going to do that?
Yeah, they did. But I'll have to, you know what, I'll get it back to you guys.
Okay.
Anything? I will compile the things that we need to consider next time and let you know.
Thank you.
And,
anything else anyone wants to say?
Well, I'd like to make a motion, we adjourn.
Mr. Hendricks wants to say something.
But we can adjourn.
Oh, no.
Because mine isn't official.
I'd make a motion, we adjourn.
I second that.
All in favor of motion to adjourn, say aye.
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 We're in adjournment.
Cool.